Hi, this is my blog post, 16 days into 2018. How are you doing? So far, so good. Things generally seem to be holding together. The planet continues to spin at its usual rate. I checked it out, and apparently here in Montreal, the Earth spins at about 1,200 kilometers per hour. It's moving faster at the equator, apparently. Gravity as well is still doing its thing. It keeps us grounded, plastered to the planet, thank goodness. What would we do without it? What a perfect system, in fact. Also, quite importantly, the planetary script continues to unfold. Plot twists and surprising threads arise, it seems, every hour. They poke at our capacities for outrage, for despair, for joy, love. It never stops. I wonder sometimes if there is someone in charge. It's my imagination at work. Is there a team, maybe, of writers, wildly creative ones who stay up all night, concocting the scenarios that make up the many moving parts of our global story? The world is in perpetual motion. Circumstances change. Some things last, but not forever. Others rise and fall in the blink of an eye. This is true in the outer world, as well as inside each one of us. It seems that there is no time when things can just stand still. And yet, somehow, everything still holds together. There is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, the treasure house text from India, a verse I've always found intriguing. As a whole, this text presents many approaches to yoga as a, say, lived journey. In my favorite verse, in chapter 3, the great teacher, Krishna, gives this advice. He says, "It is better to perform one's own duty, one's own role, however imperfectly, than to try to carry out someone else's role, no matter how perfectly we might be able to accomplish that." The Sanskrit word for duty or role is dharma. That term can also be understood as a means of maintaining order. By sticking to our dharma, even imperfectly, perhaps we contribute to the upholding or to the holding together of the storyline of our planet. If you're listening to this or reading it, you're probably a yoga practitioner. There are many millions of us now on planet Earth. Many of you who know me are also teachers of yoga in one form or another. I think that we overall have really lucked out. Whether or not we think we're treading a formal yogic path, the role we've been assigned by the universal creative team has granted us time, practices, and even communities that for the most part support greater freedom. At the very least, we get to explore just feeling better in our skin, breathing easily, a quieter mind. Plus, if we're so inclined, we have access to amazing practices, to texts that probe universal existential questions, to tools that help us break free of mental or psychic limitations, expand our understanding, and even experience consciousness. As human beings, we have no choice but to be active participants in at least some of the plots and subplots of the global drama. At the same time, as yoga practitioners, we're part of a tradition that prioritizes freedom from the constraints of this drama, even while carrying out our roles. In my favorite Bhagavad Gita verse, Krishna encourages the full embrace of the dharma we have been assigned. Is yoga an aspect of your dharma? If yes, do you thank your lucky stars? Do you do it, however imperfectly? And finally, do you think that your imperfect practice or offering contributes in a positive way to the big storyline of planet Earth? These are the things that I've been considering this third week of January 2018. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste.